Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. Hello, Calm Down podcast, program number one in your heart. Aaron Andrews and action. The regular season is over, playoff football is upon us, and so we needed to bring in a resident quarterback to break it all down and catch us up on all things. Jay Cutler will be our guest today. He joins us on the Calm Down podcast. He also has his own podcast, which is surprising to me because he's a guy that did not love chatting with us media throughout his career. So that'll be fun to chat with him. He's coming up later. But Aaron, you just got done working the Niners-Rams game, which was unreal. We, of course, record this podcast on Monday and it airs on Thursday. That was one of many great games on Sunday for the last week of the regular season. What was that like for you? I mean, you and I were texting back and forth as it was like getting close to the end. Looked like the Rams were going to win back and forth. What was the whole thing like?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, my notepad in just like trying to figure out, okay, if it goes this way, I thought that was one of the cool moments of our text chain with me, you, Peter Schrager, was it was coming down to the final minutes. And I was like, I'm going to get Jalen because Jalen, you know, had the interception that led to the Rams scoring points. And then Von Miller makes the big play at the end. And I'm like, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. And so I loved it because that's what I do with my dad a lot. I do that with Joel Santos, our features producer. I'm always kind of just flipping questions and, you know, writing them out. What do you think? What do you think? And Trigger's like, yes, you have to have him talk about the interception. Mm-hmm. And then, oh, it went into overtime and then the 49ers won, which I'm not saying I'm upset the 49ers won. We just, you know, I thought my sideline was the Rams and then Jimmy G drops an F-bomb with Tom Rinaldi. And then the whole game, our crew was on such a high when we left. And then the Chargers Raiders game was outstanding. It was such a cool day of football. Not if you were a Colts fan, though.
Yeah, not if you're a Colts fan, which, you know what? And this is how I always think about it. They could have wrapped it up the week before by beating the Raiders, and they didn't do it then.
No, they didn't take care of business.
No, you didn't take, and so you don't deserve to be there. I'm big on that. And then I can't imagine being a Pittsburgh Steelers fan when you sit there and then you look over, and I was, you know, obviously doing in-game updates all day, and I'm like, you get an update on the score from the Jags game, and you're like, holy shit, because they needed the Colts to lose in order for their team to get in. Then they were behind at that point. They were behind by like a touchdown or a field goal or whatever. And then I'm like, can somebody tell them on the sideline that the Colts are going to lose? Like, let's put a little pep in our step here to beat the Ravens, because that's not an easy out anyways. So yeah, it was a really fun day of football. And then I met up with Terry Bradshaw after the show with my parents because they're in town and they love seeing Terry. And then we FaceTimed you from the bar where we were at. And that game was crazy. I thought it was going to be a tie. And it was just one of those Sundays that, I mean, there's a lot of great football throughout the year, but that final game of the regular season where so many dominoes have to fall for people to get in was awesome. So you made headlines this week for some nonsense, I think it's nonsense, that you hugged Aaron Rodgers after the game, after you guys, you know, who did they play?
That was our Christmas Day game. That was the game that he broke Brett Favre's record for most touchdowns thrown by a Green Bay Packer. And yeah, it was crazy. I think I pretty much have hugged Aaron Rodgers since I started covering the NFL. He's been a good friend of mine for the last 15 years. And, you know, not even that. It was so funny because I think the people close to me in my life, including my family members to other quarterbacks I know or other players, are like, why is this a big deal? And I loved Pat McAfee for joking around with him and being like, you two got to stop hugging. And I loved Aaron kind of saying like, she's my friend. And second of all, like, it's like him mentioning, well, it's like I hug other guys, opposing players, you know, when I see them. I was like, yeah, like I'm looked at like one of the guys. But it was funny. Like Sunday, I hadn't seen Odell and he ran over by me and I was like, how you doing? And he looked so happy. And I just said, God, I miss that smile. And he was like, good to see you. And he gave me a hug. Saw Von Miller, gave him a big hug because, you know, he did Dancing with the Stars. A lot of people forget, you know, we are with these guys 18 weeks out of the year. We see them all the time. We're with them during the highs, during the lows of their career. I'm grateful for, you know, the access they've given me. And I got to tell you, for the first time, whether you want to call Aaron Rodgers a lightning rod with his stance on COVID or whatever, I don't want to get involved in that. What I'm getting involved in is sports. And I was pumped he broke the record. I thought it was a cool moment. I was glad I got to cover it and be there. The fans are chanting MVP. You know, he has had so much adversity with that organization. Am I staying? Am I not staying?
We were in Montana during his press conference together watching and like hanging on every word he was saying and trying to defend that position. Yeah.
It was just a really, really cool moment. And so interview's over. Yeah, I gave him a big hug. Merry Christmas. Go enjoy it. And for the first time in my career, I kind of thought this was like a chick thing. They're going after it because I'm a female. Now, maybe I have it wrong and they're just going after it because Aaron's a lightning rod right now. But I will say this. No one has said anything when Greg Olsen and Kittle tackled and hugged each other. In fact, it's NFL meme. In fact, they used it in the middle of the game because it's a cool moment. Greg and Kittle are tackling and then we do a big hug. You know, I've watched Monday Night Football where you got mossed is then hugging the guy. And I never get that way because I'm very, very grateful for my job and I'm so grateful for my employers. But for the very first time, I was like, is this because I'm a chick? If I had been a guy and I gave him a hug, would anyone have cared? That was the first time in my career I felt that way.
That's interesting that you say that that's the first time you felt that way because you and Melissa Stark had the conversation.
I don't know if it's the first time, but I just wanted to write it so bad because I was like, I had all these other tips. Stafford beat Seattle on Thursday Night Football. He's a friend of mine. I'm friends with his wife. I gave him a big hug and it was on camera after and no one cared. But so maybe it's because Aaron's a lightning rod, maybe whatever. I mean, it was just so stupid. Slow news day.
Well, but I along those same lines, you and Melissa Stark talked about it when she was a guest on the Calm Down podcast or hosted with you about having numbers, like getting numbers of players and asking them for their number.
Yeah.
God forbid. Yeah. I mean, and I've had this be a problem in relationships where it's like, well, why do you have so-and-so's number? It's like, because I cover them and that's access that you establish relationships with these guys completely platonically and it's a double standard. And, you know, you and I are always the first to like always err on the side of like, we want to be one of the guys, like go with the flow, all that kind of stuff. But there are real moments where you're like, oh, okay, this is different. Whether it's an outfit you're wearing or, you know, something, there are always double standards. And in this particular case for you, it's interesting to hear you say that.
And I know that there's the other argument. We're doing the interview 6 feet apart because of the COVID protocol. It is what it is. I understand that. I'll do whatever the NFL needs me to do. Mm-hmm. But if a player's coming in to give me a hug, it's a 2 second thing. It's not like I'm not worried about getting infected. I'm on a sideline that is packed with people, by the way, and I'm standing a lot closer to them than I am the player.
And you've been tested, and you've went through protocol.
Yeah, and vaccinated and boosted and all the things. So, people are like coming after me in my DMs. Well, why do you stand that far apart? Because I'm doing what the NFL says. They pay my checks. Whatever you want. But you know what? Afterwards, I'm going to give my friend a hug. And then I'll go give whoever. It's like, I had somebody, a funny person, kind of say to me on a conference call the other day, it was like, hey, if I give you a hug, am I going to get in trouble? And I was like, just do it and see what happens.
Calm down. Slow news day and calm down. Thank you, America. All right, we're excited. Jay Cutler coming up after our quick little break. We talk NFL and a whole lot more. Stay with us.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had 2 big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Aaron.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Where are you in this setup?
You look great.
Thank you. I'm in the studio, my studio in Nashville.
My studio in Nashville. Are you at the Aldean's house? Is this where he's recording his next album?
I'm going over there this afternoon to watch the game.
Can we go to the national championship? Who do we have tonight, guys? You know who I have.
Well, Erin loves Nick Saban. She's going to name her child Saban. Fun fact.
I think it's just hard as hell to beat a team twice. Especially almost back-to-back weeks like that.
I don't think it's hard for Nick Saban.
Jay, by the way, welcome to the Calm Down podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for joining us here.
Yeah. Didn't have a choice, I don't think.
You didn't have a choice, actually. Did you watch, I need to know percentage-wise, NFL games yesterday, how many did you watch? 50%, 80%?
Like 10%.
What? You don't watch anymore? You're over it?
I watched No, I watched Saturday. I watched Saturday's games, and then I watched the end of the Raiders-Chargers game.
Dude, how sick was that? Did you think it was going to end in a tie?
I thought it was. I thought Pittsburgh was going to be out. I was like, there was a 99% chance they were in, and like that 0.1% was going to get them.
Well, how about the fact that headed into that game with the Ravens, they only had an 8%, I love numbers, and only had an 8% chance to make the playoffs, and then the Colts shitting the bed. Unbelievable. So you don't watch a lot of football in general?
Yeah, I'm offended. We did the Rams game. What the hell? You're not putting us on? Your old friends, Troy, Joe, and Aaron?
Camden, my 9-year-old, like, loves watching. So if I'm with them, we definitely watch. But we just got back from Chicago. We did Bears, Bulls, Blackhawks 3 days in a row.
That's so cute.
So, you know, I took the boys and we had some friends. Like, there was 4 dads and 7 kids.
My God. Jay.
I was kind of burned out. I was like, I just need to go away from sports for a minute.
So you go to Chicago. Now, when you go back to Chicago and you're standing on the field, assuming you're on the field, are you saying to yourself, I can still do this, I still want to do this, or hell no to any of it?
I mean, did you watch that Bears game last week?
So you can still play? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, I think I could go 4 for 11 for 25 yards. I mean, I
so why aren't you? Don't you miss those production meetings?
That was my favorite part, actually. No.
Wait. No. So Aaron and I were talking about that, actually. We were talking about how much you probably, knowing you, how much you probably hated those things.
You were always really nice to us, though.
It was, well, I mean, some of it is just like, you know, we're not going to answer some of these questions. But like, as you got older, you realize, all right, doesn't matter. Just tell them whatever the hell they want to tell.
Yes, exactly. What? Okay, Chris and I were asking this. Post-game interviews, what's the one question you freaking cringe when a reporter asks a player?
You know, like, in Chicago, it was like, it would be like, you know, like, what happened on an interception? Or like, you know, why'd you throw it there? Like, well, you know what? There's 75 different things that happened here. And if, you know, sometimes, like, you know, the receiver just fell down, but you can't be like, hey, the receiver fell down.
Yeah, you can't blow him up. Yeah.
You can't be like, you know what? The OC called an awful play. I just ran it. And, you know, or if it was, you know, 3rd and 10, you're down by, you know, 20. It's like, I'm just pushing the ball down the field. Like, you can't say those things. You'd be like, you know what? I just got to do better next time. It's like, no.
That is not what you would ever say. There is never a quote, we will scour the internet, where Jay Cutler said, you know what? I'm just going to try harder next time. You did not ever say that.
I did not say that.
You did not say that.
You know, I came from Denver where, you know, Mike Shanahan was there. And, like, Mike took the blame for 99% of the stuff that happened.
Wow.
So, like, my first 3 years, it was like Mike would be like, you know, just go out there and play football. I'll handle the rest. And cool. So I kind of, I came into the league under that. And I got, you know, he just took care of me. And then I got to Chicago and I was like, okay, this is a different animal here.
Well, yeah, speaking of
it was structured differently, too.
And we were talking about, because all the coaching, the firings today, which always happens the last game of the regular season. How many different coaches did you have in Chicago?
Well, I mean, I had Lovey, I had Tressman, I had Fox. Who Fox just randomly texted me a couple days ago.
Guy up to? Hanging out with Jay Glazer? What's going on?
No idea. I need to text him back and figure out what he's up to. But I
are
mean,
you
it
not
was
a good
like,
texter backer? I feel like you would be like a 4-day, like, what's your, you're not a right away text guy. What's the window?
No,
2 to 4 days, 5 to 7.
Well, that's my problem, because you get to like day 2, 3, or 4, and then it's like, is it awkward and rude I text you back? Or do I just not text back at all? And then it's like, well, maybe they didn't see it, or they're just a real dickhead. I'm not sure. So I flirt with that line way too much.
I love that.
You know what my move always is when I have to text that person back, I'll write, oh my God, I totally didn't see the message above. My bad. Like, just call it out then and then get to what you want.
Does that work?
Yeah, it works. It depends on who it is. But all right. So you got to text Foxy back. So you had 4 total coaches.
But then like the amount of, I don't even remember the amount of OCs we had, which makes more of a difference, because I mean, we were learning a different language like every like 2 or 3 years.
I was just going to say how difficult that was. So you are 8 years total in the NFL?
Stop it.
I want to go back to what we came on with.
Are you 11?
12.
12?
Yeah.
Oh, because you were 8 in Chicago. Yeah. Okay, so between Denver, the Bears, and Miami, because you were only there for a second. Got it. 12 years in the NFL. What were you going to say, E?
I want to have Jay tell us what he was talking about when we started this. The best thing to start with is like a really great GM. Who do you love, Jay? Like, who in your mind is a kick-ass GM?
I mean, you were talking about you were talking about the Jets. I love the Jets GM.
Yeah.
I mean, he was in Chicago whenever Foxy was there. And I mean, they're gonna get it flipped, I think. And then, you know, I know the assistant GM, those guys are really good football people. They know football, they know talent, they know culture. They're going to get it figured out. Like, this is, some of these teams are just so bad. Like, the Jets are so bad. The Jags are so bad. Like, they have no talent. So
tell the Colts that. Okay, so you get to start. Okay, so you're starting with the GM. Who's the quarterback right now you pick to build your organization around? Who's a quarterback you love?
A young kid?
Anyone.
Well, I mean, anyone. I mean, that's not a fair question. I mean, there's Aaron.
It's our game. We can do whatever we want. You do Aaron. You want Aaron? We'll give you Aaron.
Yeah, I'll take Aaron.
Okay.
Okay, great. Who's our offensive coordinator?
I think Aaron's got another 5 years in him, at least, if he wanted to.
Do you think Aaron wants to play 5 years? Well, yeah, but do you think he wants to?
I would say no. I doubt he wants to play 5 more years.
Yeah.
I don't even know if he wants to play another year in Green Bay. I don't even know if he wants to play another year, period.
I know.
You guys saw each other a lot in the NFC North. What's your relationship with him? Are you close with him?
He's friends. Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say we're super close. I just heard that he's moving to Nashville, though, too.
On the reality show that you did, which I obviously, there was a myriad of reasons you did it, but you came across.
Well, there's only one reason I did it.
Well, okay. Yeah. Fair enough. but you came across so likable. And you're not like
you did.
We know you obviously from sports and life, but people that didn't know you were like, this guy rules, because you basically just like shit on anything reality TV wise and kind of opened up and like pulled back that curtain, like whatever. Did you enjoy the process at all?
Yeah, there's parts of it I definitely enjoyed. And we were fast. We were so quick. Like, you know, the producers would come in and, you know, we had a storyline and all this stuff, and they would come in. And they'd be like, all right. And we really only filmed when the kids were at school. And we only filmed in a couple rooms in the house.
Yeah.
So, or, you know, if
great
we're on location
closet.
Great closet. Great closet. It's very true. But we would just, and they would come in and be like, all right, this is what we want you guys. This is kind of where we want this to go. And then, I mean, she grew up in that world. So, like, she was on it. So, you know, we would click it off pretty quickly. And an hour later, we'd, you know, they're rolling out. So it wasn't bad. It was fun. I enjoyed it. There's parts I didn't enjoy. Like, it was invasive, like having cameras in your house for like 4 months, because they would just leave lights up, like leave everything up.
Oh, I'd be afraid that the cameras rolling and now I'm in a fight and now it's a problem and now we're recording.
Yeah. I mean, there were some fights that just, like, we were like, this obviously isn't making it. So we're cutting that out. And Kristen was an EP. So kind of had final say on like every like last cut or everything. So
that's cool. I know you don't care about all the Hollywood stuff and you've been really great about that, but it seems, and I'm not going to pretend to know your own situation, but it seems like you guys have a great relationship in spite of everything. Obviously your 3 children. Don't even laugh at me. Yeah. I'm being serious. Like, that's hard to do.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say great. It's working out. I think over time it'll settle and, you know, it'll get better. But, you know, you do the best you possibly can. And with 3 kids involved, like, you've got, there's certain parts you just have to figure out.
Yeah, of course. I mean,
less is more. Less is more probably right now with, you know, our relationship, but it's fine.
Yeah. As someone who's an expert in divorce, I get it. Okay, Jay, we're going to have some fun with you. You ready for this?
Wait, can I ask one thing? I want to ask about, anything. Not even ask about, but I remember one episode, and actually my husband was sitting and watching. I can't remember, Jay, if you were painting. You were doing something. My husband's like being married to Monica Geller from Friends. He's really freaking OCD. Like, I always leave this analogy out there. If you go out and you have a really good time and you just like leave all your crap on the side of the bed, and it's just like, he's like, hey, so how long is that going to lay there? I'm like, it's been like a night. Fucking relax. Yeah. Like, it's fine, you know? But God, I forgot if you were like painting or just like
painting,
really.
We were painting the closet windows, actually.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And were you so just detailed with it? Like, you were, and Jarrett was like, I felt like he was really getting attracted to you. It was just like, oh my God, there's somebody else like me. Like, he was like, this guy's great. Like, he's great. And I was like, yeah, okay.
But that was for camera. That was just for show. Like, I paid.
Oh,
like,
so really, you're not like that?
I mean, with three kids under the age of 10, like, they literally come home and just destroy stuff. So, like,
yeah,
I found myself the last like year and a half, like being like, all right, I have to have everything in order. I've got to. But like when they're gone, I just like, I don't care. Like there's probably, I guarantee there's probably like chips and like a bunch of shit like out on the kitchen counter right now.
Oh, that's the beauty though of like being single again. Television, go for it. Leave your shit everywhere. Do whatever you want. No one's going to be like, you have to pick that up. Okay. So wait, we have a lot of things we want to talk to you about. Couple things. We got to talk football. Have you looked at this playoff matchup?
Which one?
He didn't even watch yesterday. NFL.
Have you looked at the playoff scenario? Okay, I'm gonna run it down for you.
I can catch up really fast. Just give it to me.
Okay, so Aaron's working the Tampa Eagles game. There's San Francisco, Dallas, Arizona, and the Rams. Who's coming out of the Arizona and the Rams game?
I think it's going to be the Rams.
Why?
I think that Arizona's young. I think the offense is young. Playoff football is a little bit different. It's faster.
Right.
I think Stafford's going to come into his own. He's going to get back on track. That defense was legit.
So legit.
You know, I think they've got a lot of veteran guys that have been there, done it. Coach has been there, done it. You know, I think they're going to be a little bit looser than Carolina.
Wait, would you have been like with a Sean McVay as your coach?
What I've been like?
Yeah. Like he's.
I love him.
I love him too. Yeah.
And I love how vocal he is in the headset. You know, he's talking you through it. He's walking you through it. I think he does a really good job. I mean, I've always loved Stafford. I've always loved the way he played.
Same.
I thought they absolutely railroaded him in Detroit for all those years. So it's cool to see. Because, I mean, I think he's one of the most talented dudes in the NFL by far. Like, his arm talent is ridiculous. So it's good to see him with a coach like that that gets it and can use him the right way.
How about McVay yesterday, Aaron, having worked the game, you saw it. McVay, like, getting told by the officials to get back on the sideline. He's, like, in the end zone after they scored, like, all jacked up.
How he hasn't pulled a hammy or ripped an Achilles blows my mind. I mean, my man needs, like, an IV at halftime. He is just up and down like a crazy person. And well,
he's only like 5'3". His hamstrings is, like, really, like,
yeah, true. A lot of lengthening, you know? Yeah. He's great.
All right, so just give me your we won't bore you with all of them. Just give me your NFC.
No,
team.
I want Dallas, San Francisco.
Okay, I
want
to hear that one. Do it.
I think that's kind of going to be a toss up. I think Shanahan's a hell of a coach, and
they've
got some talented guys.
Ron Lynch, there's my GM.
I mean, Dallas. I mean, were they put up 40 or 50 something this past game versus Philly? I don't think Philly was really trying that much. I haven't bought into the hype of Dallas.
Why?
And I like Dak. I haven't bought into the hype of him. I think Dallas's OC is really good. I'm just never been a Dallas. I haven't bought into them. So I think that's going to be a tighter game than people think. What's the line? Anybody know?
I don't even get betting.
I love betting. I'm a avid gambler. I haven't looked at lines. I would guess in that game, I'd say at least 7.
Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Go look it up. Is it not out? When do these things come out?
Ryan, our wonderful producer, will tell us in the chat what the line is.
Aaron, you know nothing about betting?
I swear.
Jay.
I have so much information too about these games and I don't know a thing about it.
We literally have a text chain with Jackie Quick, Jonathan Quick, the awesome goalie for the Kings, who her and I love gambling. And so Aaron started us on this text chain called Fox Bet. Dallas out -3. No shit.
That's
at
right.
home?
That means they're expected to win by 3 points.
That. No way, Aaron. So Aaron, Jay, you'll like this. Okay, Aaron, so what do you think it means?
Yes, so that is right. They're expected to win by 3 points.
They get 3 points because they're the better team. So,
I don't want to hear they get 3 points. They're expected to win by 3, right?
I mean, 3 points in the NFL, that's just a home advantage. Like, it's basically a
dude,
it's a push.
Why are we jockeying? What we are jockeying San Francisco after...
Yeah.
Did you watch
yesterday?
By the way,
we're talking about at halftime with Aaron. We're texting you with Traeger being like, Trey Lance needs to go in at halftime. They had a great second half. Get off my... San Fran should know.
Guys, everyone loves a win, even if it's small. I had two big ones. I mean, congratulations to me. Let's celebrate. Finally cleaned out the fridge and the garage with all the nasty crap in the drawer from last Christmas, maybe even Thanksgiving. And I'm getting somewhere on my closet. Purging, organizing. What about you?
My big wins have to do with the cute little animals up at the ranch. Simba, who's my rescue, graduated. He doesn't have to stay in the crate overnight. He can hang out with the big boys at night. And also my sweet little baby chicks are thriving. So no matter if your win is big or small, it's still a win. And it calls for a celebration. And who's cheering right beside you? Say it with me, Erin.
State Farm.
The State Farm Personal Price Plan helps you create an affordable price just for you. So talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wait, Jay, I have a question about that. I know you didn't watch our game and I'm highly offended, but I am wondering, so exactly, like we're thinking, ah, shit, it's going to be a blowout. Like, this is the time I'm getting on air now. I got stuff, guys. Got stuff from Aaron Donald's childhood. Here we go. So, but yeah, and like McVay comes out and he's like, yeah, we're going to run the ball. Jay doesn't know I do impressions.
Oh my God, Jay, she's unbelievable. Do your Troy.
Hold on. Let me do Sean first. Hey, Aaron. Yeah, no, I'm really happy with our defense. You know, I love the way we played all around. And what we're going to do here is we're going to come out. We're going to try to run the ball. We're going to sustain drives and we got to finish. And I was like, Sean, you've really checked all the boxes. You guys have done everything. You're no three and out. Like, it's a physical game. Yeah, but we got to finish.
Too good.
Yeah.
Troy.
I love it. Joe Buck can do it a lot better. But anyways, yeah. So what the hell happens? Like, honestly, it looks like it's going to be a blowout. And I love Kyle Shanahan. I love some Yeezys. Yeah. I love a flat brim. I love his freaking swag. I do. I'm into Kyle Shanahan.
How does a flat brim?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
He wears it well. Oh, I also really love that Montana shirt you're wearing right now, too.
You guys were in California too long, I think.
No,
yeah,
no.
So wait,
you can't do the two curved in baseball hat
it
where you used
great.
To put a baseball and like wrap that with a rubber band. My brother did that all the time.
That. Like a slight curve.
No,
flat. I like how he's got it. I like how he pulls up the mandated like football pants a little bit up to his shins. Raheem Morris was doing that yesterday. I'm into the whole vibe. Like, we're not wearing that shit to our ankles. We're pulling it up. Hey, so how do you just like shift shit in the locker room? I know that that's what you guys are paid very well to do, but that's incredible. Like, they just came and ran the goddamn ball after that.
She's talking about halftime adjustments. Like, you go in at halftime.
It was crazy.
San Francisco,
not watching the game, you know, let's say you're down at half by a lot in an instrumental game, you win and you're in the playoffs. What are you saying to your team? Are you saying anything? What is said? Go.
Well, I think you got to talk to the OC. Like, if you're struggling, you know, it's like, all right, like, why? What are they playing? You know, are they just zoning us out? Are they playing too high? You know, are we just missing blocks? Are we messing up? Is this a penalty situation? Are we just turning the ball over? Are we doing dumb shit? Or are they actually taking something away? Mm-hmm. Where, you know, if you just start running the football, like, you probably just weren't calling enough runs in the first half, and they're just daring you to run the ball.
But are you vocal? Are you standing up and saying something? Raw motivation?
Depends on the game. You know, I don't think I was ever a huge rah-rah guy. Then there's certain situations where you got to wake some dudes up. But I mean, I would want to have the conversation with the OC. Like, all right, this is what I'm seeing. What are you seeing? You know, this was a garbage call. This one was on me. This one was because the line sucked. This one was because receivers, you know, busted a route. But like, are we seeing the same thing, you know, feel-wise? Like, this is how they're playing the game versus us. And this is what we got to do. We either got to run them out of what they're doing, or we've got to, you know, figure something else out.
What happened with that interception? No, I'm kidding.
Exactly.
Poor Matthew.
Or
what adjustments? I'll never forget this, you guys. I was covering every Lions game because I was a baby reporter and got all the shit games. And it was the year that they fucking 0-16. And Rod Marinelli at halftime, I was like, oh, coach, what adjustments do you need to make at halftime? He goes, that's a great perfume you're wearing. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, this isn't going to work. I'm like, all right, I got to make up a report. I'm not kidding. I made up a report.
I've done that too for a coach that I didn't want to throw under the bus because he was telling me all the wrong stuff.
Dude, hey, attention. We can make up reports. You're not going to say anything that's going to put them in a bad spot. What were you saying, Jay? Sorry.
But I mean, 0-16, like, what do you say at that point as a coach?
Exactly.
Like, you literally just have to raise your hand and be like, you know what? We're just not very good. We kind of suck.
I wish you would have said that. That would have been phenomenal.
It's the truth.
Okay, do you have any regrets, Jay? Oh, sorry. No. Keep going. I wrote it down already.
Aaron, go.
No, I was just going to say, like, things to say. Do you have any regrets in your career? Something you wish you could do over?
Oh, I like that.
You know, when I was going through the draft, I was with, the Titans kept bringing me in just because I was at Vanderbilt. And Jeff Fisher was the coach then. And he was like, hey, you know, I asked Vince this. I asked that liner this. Like, he was, if you could change anything with your career, like, what would it be? And I was like, you know, and I thought there for a second. And I was like, you know what? I don't think there is. Like, it is what it is. You know, I'm sitting right here. And looking back on my career, there's certain games you want to change. There's certain plays you want to change. But like, at the end of the day, there's nothing I would change. There's nothing drastic I would change. There's nothing I would do really over again. You know, I like where I'm at now. You know, enjoyed my time in Chicago. There were shitty parts. There were great parts. You know, got 3 kids out of there. So, I mean, it's fun. I mean, I enjoy it. Looking back on it, there's a lot of fond memories. And whenever we went to the game, you know, we took the boys to the game. It was great being back. Everyone in Chicago was fabulous. You know, we went to dinner. Like, we had fun. So, you know, I wouldn't change anything.
Jay, I know I make fun of you.
You don't know what's going to happen. You change one thing and...
Yeah, totally. Yeah. That's like a movie.
I know I make fun of you sometimes with the don't care comment. Yeah. Were you surprised by how big of a deal that became when you said, don't care?
I don't know if I said it.
What do you mean?
Do you know the story?
Tell us your story, because I think I know the story that everyone, like, you were asked a question and you just said you don't care.
That's not the story.
Well, then set the record straight, Jay.
The story, I mean, I probably did say that in a interview at some point, but the story goes that someone came up to me in a bar in the bathroom, and we're in the bathroom. I'm going to the bathroom at a urinal, and he comes up and he's like, hey, you know, I went to Vanderbilt too. And I just said, don't care.
Right.
And that's
as you're holding
story,
your wiener.
Yes.
Whether well, yeah, happened, like, who wants to talk about it while you're peeing?
I know. And whether it happened, I don't know.
Or no someone Commodores.
Else asked me about that. I mean, it very well could have happened. Absolutely. But I can't verify yes or no. So I just say, I mean, probably did. I don't know.
Got it. Okay. Well, because it just became like this bigger thing in, you know, in the world of the internet, memes and all this other stuff that was like attached to you. So I wondered if you actually cared about that.
No, because after I heard the story, I was like, you know, it's
whatever.
I mean, I apologize to that Vandy kid, but I honestly don't care.
Apologize the kid at the urinal. Okay. Who's your NFC contender? All options are on the table. Who's going to the Super Bowl?
Green Bay.
Okay.
So you got everyone's got to go through Green Bay. Aaron's on fire. It's going to be cold. All the things. Their defense is good.
I've seen this movie before.
Aaron's taken up residence. Aaron Andrews has taken up residency in Green Bay. How many games have you worked in at Lambeau?
7,000.
Okay. well, who's your AFC team?
I think the AFC is more of a toss-up. I'm in Nashville. Nashville people are going to hate me for this. I'm not sold on the Titans. Hmm. I still like Patrick and the Chiefs. I think it's going to – if I had to pick one, I'd say the Chiefs.
Well, Aaron, if that ends up happening for it'll be the Super Bowl. But you guys had that matchup earlier in the year, and then Aaron didn't play, which sucks for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that his COVID game?
That was a COVID game. But then I had the Dallas-KC game, and that was a whole different – I mean, that was a different outcome than we thought was going to happen. It was like, where did this defense come from? I don't know.
Aaron's kind of went all in on the COVID thing.
Has he? I haven't noticed.
No way.
Don't hug him. It'll be talked about.
Yeah, he's definitely he's all in.
Yesterday, I hugged Odell Beckham, and after I did it, I said, "I hugged him. Who has a picture?"
So stupid. I did it.
Yeah, why was that a thing?
I've hugged Matthew Stafford this year. I've hugged I'm hugging you in my mind right now with your voluminous hair. It looks fantastic. I don't know, but I think is it just because he is just like this guy that everybody, you know, is either you're happy with him or you're not happy with him. Is spark plug the right word, Carissa? What is it? He's just the guy right now that everybody's having a good time going after. What's the word,
lightning
Carissa?
Rod.
You're
lightning rod.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. You win. Yep. He's a lightning rod. It's unreal. I didn't even.
It's going to be even worse after the season too for him.
Do you think he stays in Green Bay?
I think he does.
I'm going to hug him wherever he goes.
Yeah.
You know? Hold on. I wanted to ask you about the other thing too. Okay. Cause I think this is funny. Ready? We're going to do rapid fire, Jay. Care or don't care?
Love it.
You hold several franchise records for the Bears, including most touchdown passes, passing yards, and wins as a starting quarterback. Care or don't care?
Don't care.
Good. You were 500 as a starter in Chicago, and the team overall record 500 is below 500 since you left. Care or don't care?
Wow. Ooh,
absolutely care.
Yeah.
Brady leading the league in touchdown passes at 44. Care or don't care?
Impressed, but don't care.
Interesting. Can you imagine? How old are you now?
38.
So you said that you would go back and play for the Bears, given the recent performance.
I didn't say that.
You did. We'll check the tape. That you did. Everyone, Jay's coming back.
Yes. Anyway, moving on.
Can you believe that dude is still playing at 44?
Well, I tell you what. I mean, you guys have been in NFL locker rooms, and you've seen how like guys take care of themselves, what they eat, like how shitty it is. Like these guys are literally just. You know, they're out partying, they're running on fumes. I think guys have gotten a little bit smarter in that regard. But like Tom has been a robot for like the past like 10 years, like wheatgrass. I don't think he's had a carb since like, you know, 2012.
I've seen him eat a carb.
You know, he's doing everything under the sun. And he's probably doing some things like we don't even know about that are like cutting edge. And I will say, like, I think if you probably track his hits, and keep his stats. I guarantee he's on the very, very low side of things of quarterbacks in the past 10 years. I'd be shocked if he's anywhere close to being in the middle.
Hey, Jay, his center, Ryan, mm-hmm.
Troy's obsessed with him. He's one of the funniest dudes to watch. Well, just, you know, he's running around, a push guy. Like, he's just like, he's an animal. I guess he's like a black belt. I don't know if you've ever paid attention like us losers have to do, but he's a funny watch, man.
She said
Didn't Tom like make them like, doesn't he have to wear like a towel? Like
the towel shoved down. Yeah.
Wait, I don't know this. What is it?
Like when he first got there, they got down to Tampa and, you know, it's hot as hell down there. Like whenever I played down in Miami, I was like, this is a different animal. And like Florida just sucks in the summer, especially playing there like September. And, you know, Tom, you know, he put his hand under his ass, and, like just dripping, just ass sweat. He was like, you know what? Like we're going to stuff a towel down there. So if you watch games, if it's hot, like there's a towel like stuffed down his ass, and I'm sure he has to change it, you know, quarterly or whatever.
What?
If it's a blowout on Sunday, I'll do that story. I think Troy's told this story on air. Yeah, he's definitely asked Tom about it.
There's a whole pun in blowout in that story right there. Writes itself. Okay, Jay, care, don't care, cryptocurrency or NFTs? I don't know what that means.
Gosh, you know what? I don't, it's not that I don't care. I don't understand it.
I don't understand any of it. Thank God. Okay, we're in this together.
Well, you don't even understand Betty.
What about, like, have you guys figured out like this metaverse thing too?
No, I just know that it says Meta now on Instagram, and that's like as close as I get to understanding what's going
Meta
on.
Meta world peace?
So the metaverse.
Still playing for the Lakers?
The metaverse is like this virtual reality like world, and now they're selling real estate in the metaverse. So like you can buy like a house in the metaverse, and like that's your real estate, and you can go visit it. I'm terrified for my kids. Like I want to turn off the internet.
Yeah.
No,
it's not even working, Jay. Yes. So you don't have to.
Yeah, that's true.
It.
You have a terrible, your Cricket wireless isn't coming through right. New Year's resolutions, care or don't care?
Mine was no, don't care. I was like, I just need to drink more water.
Drink more water? Me too. I'm with you on that. Maybe you already answered this with the urinal kid. Care or don't care? Fans asking for a picture or selfie?
I do it. So, I mean, I guess that makes me care, but I don't really care. I don't care to do it.
Okay. You'll do it. Like, because you're nice. I need a good story. There has to be a story where someone's asked for a picture or selfie or something, and it's like awkward, or it's a chick or something. Like, I need a good story.
We already heard about the urinal. God.
I mean, we were out Saturday, and I don't have a good story. This is my best story that I have just recently. I was out Saturday. And we were watching the games at a bar.
Who's we?
Me and some of my rich friends and leapers. You know them.
Rich, right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Troubadour.
Do I know anyone?
I mean, I was with Trace and his crew.
Oh, well, famous enough for me. I got it.
Yeah. And we were out and about, and there was this other group that was kind of beside us. And like the groups kind of started merging and stuff. And this girl came up and she was like, hey, can you take a picture? And I was like, yeah, sure. And she handed me her phone and then turned around to like the group of her girls. Oh, and she was like, all right, take the picture. And I was like, you got it. Do you want the flash on?
High angle.
That's amazing. You thought she wanted a picture with you and she just wanted you to take the picture. That's unbelievable. So, that's good.
So I took like, you know, six of them and I was like, just let me know if this is good.
High angle. You always got to go high angle for the girls.
Okay.
Oh my God, Jay, that's really good. My friend, 12 years, played in two playoffs.
You said eight earlier.
Bro, I mean, that was with Chicago. Calm down. And so then you won one playoff game, right? Okay. Matthew Stafford is going to be playing in his fourth playoff game and has yet to win a playoff game. And so when you talk so highly about him or a lot of guys in the league that still don't have that one playoff win, what is different about the playoffs and what's different about getting that first win under your belt?
It's just faster. I mean, the fans, it's faster. I remember when everyone went to playoffs in Chicago and like the town was electric. So, I mean, it's just everything's kind of amped up. Like when the season first starts, like September, like guys are flying around, hits are huge, you know, defenses are fast, holes are closing real quick. And then you get into like October, November, some of December, and like, you know, there'll be four starters that are down. Everyone's a little bit slower. And then I feel like it ramps right back up when the playoffs start. And it's just, it's exciting. So, I mean, he's done it enough. It won't faze him.
I love it.
Go, Matthew.
Yeah. I hope they make a run. He deserves it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he's tough as hell. He's played through so much stuff.
That one Browns game.
And he's got the shit beat out of him. That dude's got
to got the shit beat out of him a series. Yeah.
Any
this one drive right that they had. God.
Jay Cutler, you are a father first, you are a former NFL quarterback, and you are now the host of your own podcast, Uncut, with Jay Cutler. Jay, for a guy that I think you would say wasn't obsessed with media, how are you enjoying being on the other side of the microphone?
It's a good question. And I fought it for a long time. I was like, no, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. And I found that I've enjoyed it more than I thought I would, for sure. I haven't followed your guys' podcast career that closely. I watched some over the weekend.
Matt Damon can follow our career, but you can't. You're very busy.
Yeah, according to Matt Damon, we have a famous podcast. So.
Yeah, start telling that story so we can feel better about ourselves. Jay, start respecting us, would you?
No, I'm gonna try. But it's been fun, and you guys talk to a lot of different people. So I get it. I talk to a lot of different people. Keep it like I talked to a Bigfoot guy, get an alien guy coming on in a couple of weeks. We talk sports. We talk, some politics. I talked to Dan Carcillo, who played for the Blackhawks. He does medicinal mushrooms.
I know him.
So it's been fun. It's been surprisingly fun.
Well, you're very good at it, and for a guy that resisted it, keep doing it. Thank you for being on our podcast.
Yeah, pleasure.
We appreciate you.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.